I melted into him, basking in everything this man was to me. He was my darkness and my light, my madness and my sanity, my joy and my anguish.
How do you feel this morning?
A little sore. My lips curled into a devious smile as I recalled the past 36 hours. We'd spent most of the previous day in this hotel room, making up for all the lost opportunities we'd endured the past several months. The only time we left was to go to my apartment so I could pick up a few things I would need, although Dante insisted clothes weren't necessary. And they hadn't been. It's been a while since I've had this much sex. Although I couldn't see his face, I could picture him smiling.
I need to keep my woman satisfied.
He ground his hips against my back, the feel of his erection making me squirm. You certainly did. He ran a finger down my spine, tracing a delicate pattern on my skin.
What time do we have to be at Mila's this morning?
I glanced at the clock on the nightstand, seeing it was almost 8. At 10, I groaned.
Then we need to get moving.
I closed my eyes, groaning even louder. He nipped my neck, sending another jolt straight to my core.
We need to leave our bubble at some point.
I like our bubble, I protested.
As do I.
He forced me onto my back, hovering over me.
I want the world to see us together, to know I'm yours and you're mine, and nothing will come between that.
He slowly lowered his lips to mine, a sigh escaping me when they met in an unhurried kiss. I ran my fingers through his hair, hooking a leg across his back as he explored my mouth, like it were the first time he'd ever kissed me. Everything with Dante felt like the first time, like we were learning about each other all over again.
And I'm not doing it just to improve my approval rating, like that pathetic excuse for a human you were forced to date and almost marry.
He ran his tongue down the curve of my jaw, my neck, my chest. I threw my head back, allowing him better access. He took a nipple between his fingers. It pebbled under his erotic touch.
I intend to show you off as the princess you are in public.
When the warmth of his breath drew near my nipple, my breathing increased. I writhed, each second that passed an eternity as I braced for more. His mouth clamped over my breast, his tongue swirling, licking, sucking. I arched into him, panting. Too soon he pulled back. I opened my eyes, his devious gaze peering at me with wanton lust. He tossed the duvet from his body and slid off me, standing up.
Come, time to shower.